When it comes to achieving your health and fitness goals, meal prepping, being prepared, and having the right foods ready to go can make or break your fitness success. Let's dive in today and talk about how meal prepping can be made way easier with our Costco meal prep guide. Let's dive into today's episode. What is going on, my friend? Welcome to the next episode of the Fit and Healthy Sioux Falls podcast. I'm so excited that you've taken time out of your day to be here with me today. And I tell you what, we're diving in about meal prep. Meal prep can make or break your success when it comes to achieving your fitness goals. But meal prep also kind of sucks. If you're anything like me, you don't like meal prep. I don't like it. I don't know why. I don't enjoy it. I find that I make the foods and next thing you know, I'm not eating them or I don't do it right. Or when it gets time to finally eat that thing, I'm not in the mood or whatever it is. And it's just like, I feel like I'm no good at it. I can tell you I've gotten better over the years at meal prep, but it can be a very hard thing. And so that is why I wanted to talk with you today about a way to make meal prepping much easier for you. And so what we did at Fit Body Bootcamp, and so let me first off and say, if we haven't had the chance to meet yet, which maybe we have, I'm CJ Wehrkamp and I own Fit Body Bootcamp here in Sioux Falls. And whether you're a client at Fit Body or not, this is going to be good value for you because this was put together for anybody and everybody, because at Fit Body, we've realized, like I kind of said, that meal prepping can be the make or break to you achieving success. But with meal prepping being kind of difficult, like what could we do from a Fit Body brand standpoint to make something that is going to be useful to everybody in order to achieve better results through meal prepping? And so what we did is from our corporate standpoint, from HQ, we put together a Costco meal prep guide. And the whole idea is that obviously Costco, right, you buy in bulk, but a lot of times when it comes to eating healthy, it's like, man, I need to eat, buy all this stuff. How do I meal prep it in a way where it doesn't go bad in time? Or what things? Sometimes, right, you walk into Costco and it can be a little overwhelming. Like there's a lot going on. If you're like me also, you walk into Costco and maybe you're thinking about buying healthy food, maybe, but you end up walking out with $300 to $400 worth of stuff that you didn't even know that you needed. And let's be honest, you don't need, but it ended up in your cart and you bought it and you end up getting home and now you have a giant, huge, I don't even know what it's called, beanbag chair. That was anyways one of my last purchases from Costco. I went in there with my daughter and we were looking for something in particular. At the time, we were actually shopping for like all little items to make a saran wrap Christmas ball is what we were shopping for. And so what we like to do with our team at Fit Body is we like to buy a whole bunch of little fun items, wrap them all up in a giant saran wrap ball. And then we like to battle it out where you wear like the oven mitts and you try to unwrap that ball. So anyways, my daughter and I went to Costco. We're like thinking maybe we could get, you know, some items for that ball. Well, we ended up walking in there and we ended up walking out with nothing for the ball. But what we did have was a giant, big bean bag. And I don't think it's actually a bean bag, but big, like cushion chair. And now it's in our basement and the kids love using it for video gaming or watching movies. But, and so with that being said, you might be like that. You walk into Costco and maybe you're thinking about buying healthy foods and you end up walking out with everything but any food. And so if that's you, we got your back. We put together a guide that's going to help list out and lay out all the different things that you're going to buy. Now, keep in mind, it's going to go through in a way where you can meal prep this food and then prepackage it. So you are going to need meal prep containers and then you get it all ready to go. But what it does is it helps you meal plan and meal prep in a way that's affordable, using Costco, so the buying in bulk system, and then meal prepping in a way that gives you good variety for breakfasts, lunch, dinners that you can enjoy, and then hopefully even your family can enjoy. And so I want to make sure that we get this guide to you. And this is a much shorter episode than normal, because that's all we wanted to do, is make sure that we can get you this meal prep guide and help you with that. Because like I said, meal prepping, the nutrition that you put in your body, is going to make or break the results that you get. I don't know how many people that I have talked to over the years doing what I do, that they'll work out. Maybe they'll work out 6-7 days a week, and they don't get like near the results that they're looking for. And then when we finally sit down, we dive into it, and we're like, well, what's going on? We find out that their nutrition is not where it needs to be. But if you don't know how to meal prep or plan to have ready-to-go meals, because that's another thing too. Like, life is busy. And so when we're always on the go, if we don't have food prepped, planned, and ready to go, a lot of times you can end up grabbing something that maybe at first glance you think is healthy, because also the market has done an awesome job using, let's call them like healthy trigger words that get you to think, whoa, this is high in protein. Yeah, but if you flip it over, it's also super high in fats and super high in carbs. So this thing that you thought was high in protein, actually it's like 400 or 500 calories, and it's full of fats, carbs, and sugars. Well, you had good intention, but you weren't prepped, planned, and prepared to achieve success. So while someone might work out 6-7 times a week, if their food isn't prepped, planned, and prepared, then what can happen is that you end up grabbing items like that, and it totally stalls any success. And a lot of times what you can find too is maybe in the beginning, you don't need to change much with your nutrition to start seeing results. But then as your body starts to get used to these workouts, or get used to this new workout regimen or routine that you're on, well, now it starts to just know that as normal, and you stop getting results because you're not nourishing your body in the right way. Remember that food is made to be fuel. So we have to learn, especially also if you're like me and you love food, we have to learn how to find foods that we really enjoy, but that also fuel our body. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to, in the description of this, put the link, and I'd love to just give you like an easy link, like CostcoMealPrep.com. But we don't have an easy link like that. So you're going to have to go to the description of this video and get that link, but it's absolutely free. And the cool thing is you don't even have to put your name, your email, nothing on there to get it. Like, when you go there, you just get it. It's there. The only thing is, it says that if you then are looking for a gym, then you can click through, find our gym, and join Fit Body. So the cool thing is like, there's absolutely nothing. It's not one of those things, put your name, phone number, email here to get this thing, and then we're going to bug the heck out of you to get you to come join FitBody. All we're going to do is give you the Costco meal prep guide so that you can use it. We hope that you find value. And that's kind of been like one of my 2024, if you want to call it, business New Year's resolutions. And really why I do this podcast, and I'm going all in on making sure that we're delivering an episode every week, is I want to just make sure that from a community standpoint, that SiouxFalls.fit, which is where we house everything about this podcast, and then also FitBody, the things that I own, they are pushing value into our community. Because I want nothing more than Sioux Falls to be a fit and healthy community. But I get it. Fitness and health, it doesn't come easy. And to be honest, it doesn't come easy for me. I'm actually one of the people where you'd be surprised. I actually don't love working out. A lot of the different gym owners that I know, and over the 9 years almost of owning FitBody, I've met a lot of different gym owners. A lot of them love fitness. Like, they absolutely love working out. They love the feeling that they get. To be honest, I don't like that. I don't like working out. I feel that it makes me sore. It hurts my body. It breaks down the muscles, right? Like, I don't love it. But what I do love is the confidence that it gives me, knowing that, number one, I can do hard things. Number two, I'm capable and able of doing that. And then the confidence that it gives me when I start to realize how I can kind of manipulate my body composition by losing fat, gaining muscle, and really feeling good in this one body that I have, that's what I love about it. And so really my goal is to help you find confidence through health and fitness. And as a byproduct, if you end up wanting to come try out FitBody, like, awesome. I love that. And we are going to be here to support you. But at the end of the day, I want to just provide value. Make sure that you are getting value and know that the way that we're able to provide this value is because of so many of our amazing clients, our amazing community in Sioux Falls and the surrounding area that support FitBody so that we can do stuff like this to really help our community. So know that if you're struggling with meal prep or you want to be able to get better at meal prep and you don't know where to start, go in the description of this video and find the Costco meal prep link. And we'll just put down there the Costco meal prep link so that you can go to it. When you go to that site, you're going to see all the different things that you can buy. We've even went in and with our gal, her name is Darylin. I love Darylin. Darylin is going to be the person that's talking in a lot of the videos. And the cool thing about Darylin is she was a FitBody client first, who then basically turned FitBody owner and now works with me at HQ and is on our team because she's been able to lose over 100 pounds. She totally understands the mindset of where a lot of our clients maybe are at when they start their health and fitness journey. And then she understands kind of the mindset and shifts that it takes to get to where you want to go. And so Darylin is on a lot of the videos in Costco talking to you about where to go to get the things, shopping the different foods, shopping the different items, and then at home, how to put them together, how to prep them, how to make them, and really make this easy. And the cool thing is that they're easy meal prep. It's not where you need to buy all these ingredients and then spend hours in the kitchen making this food. It's pretty like buy it at Costco, easy prepared stuff that you then get home and then you package it and prepare it in a way that makes it a really well-rounded nutritional meal for breakfast, snacks, lunch, and dinner so that you can have these things packaged up, prepped up, and ready to go. So check the description of this video for that link. If for some reason you're having a hard time finding it, maybe you're watching or listening to this episode on a device or in your vehicle where you're having a hard time finding the description, just shoot me an email, coachcj@siouxfallsfitbody.com. Again, that's coachcj@siouxfallsfitbody.com, and just say, hey, I'd love that Costco meal prep guide, and I'll email it over to you, the link, so that you can have it. Super easy. Want to make sure that we get it to you, but this is going to help your meal prepping so much and make it so much easier to eat well-rounded, healthy meals that are going to push you towards the goals, the desires, and the dreams that you have. So again, a little bit shorter episode. I hope that you found value in this. Do me a favor, friend. Like, subscribe, and share this episode so that we can keep on doing what we do at the Fit and Healthy Sioux Falls podcast. But that is all I have for you today. Make sure you tune in next week. But again, like, subscribe, and share this episode, and I'll catch you on the next episode of the Fit and Healthy Sioux Falls podcast. Bye, friend. Peace.